six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Oh boy. Is this a smart idea? Oh. We're gonna find out. Oh. Okay, so here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time for another extremely exciting episode of The Dubious Guskimitar. Yeah. And welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. What's in there? Is there a bird in there? My name's Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I don't feel very good. I don't feel very good. I've been messed up for the last few days. But I feel a little bit better today than I have in a week. And I'm actually mobile today. I can actually get out and walk around a bit. And that's great and all, because now we're down in the creek. I'm walking under the canopy, the very sparse canopy. Everything is leafy. Everything is growing. There's a big difference today in how this place looks than the last time we were here. When was the last time we were here? I don't remember. A couple days ago. Like 5 days ago. I'm feeling kind of weak and a little ataxic, but we're going to do this anyway. Because I just want to look down in the creek. I want to be down here. Might not be down here for very long. Because the other thing is, it's over 30 degrees. We've got kind of a hot day today. For my American listeners, it's over 80. It's about 84 degrees right now. And that's a little bit too warm for me to be outside normally. But there's a ball right here, white. But I am working on a... Basically, I want to see if my doctor's current diagnosis and what he's thinking is accurate. So I want to come down here a little bit because I'm on a lot of drugs. Although, did I wait long enough? I'm going to put this golf ball in this log. Did I wait long enough before coming down here for my drugs to take effect? I don't know. So let's just check the golf ball zone here. I see a white ball in the mud on the other side. And I see nothing in the water. Not a damn thing. I don't even see the balls that used to be on the bank over there. I'm gonna go ahead and come to the conclusion that somebody's already been through here. Maybe earlier this morning. That's the other thing. I should have done this morning. I was up still when the dawn chorus started up. Oh, I've dreaded that sound since I was a child. But on the other hand, I also kind of like it. You know, when you hear that sound, oh, you know you got to be at work in an hour, and you've been up all night. Oh. So I'm kind of headed upstream. Oh. I'm looking around. The ground cover has gotten taller and more profuse. There's more plants that are popped up. Okay. And first thing we need to do is cross this bark float. and I just want to come up here into the morel zone. I don't think there's going to be any morels. Well, there might be some old ones, but... Oh, wait, what was that sound? Yeah, look up, Tobe. I don't know, one of these medications I take makes me just a little bit... I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. It doesn't make me high. It doesn't make me dizzy. It doesn't make me nauseous. It just distracts me. It distracts me with cloudiness. Is that a thing? Is that a medical problem? All right. Hi, hi. Hear that? Shkrok, shkrok. That's one of our woodpeckers. He looks so happy up there. All right, I'm walking by some trees. Now, didn't I see something over here? Yeah, I did. And here it is. On the ground, we've got, geez. Some kind of super duper fluffy feather, downy feather. I'm throwing it out, it's huge. It's 3 centimeters in diameter. It's 8 centimeters long. It's very fluffy. This is a barred owl fluffy feather. And now I'm just looking up into trees. Because I don't think I want to go any further. Or do I? Well, would it do me any good? Well, what the heck, let's just start walking. Oh, there's lots of good tracks down in the mud in the creek. I see raccoon and marmot tracks. We got birds flying around. I'm also pretty weak, and I might be a little bit dehydrated right now. I don't, yeah, a little bit, maybe. I haven't been up that long, so I haven't had enough time to hydrate, and I wanted to get out here before it got too hot too late. But as I was saying, I was still up at dawn, and I thought, oh, I should go outside. I should go down in the creek. No. Because, you know, that's the one time a cop is going to be driving through the neighborhood and he sees me come up out of there. Hey, what are you doing? Nothing. Ooh, I'm in the sun. Keep moving. I've walked around the giant tree ball, the root ball tree. There's all kinds of bird business being transacted in here today. Flying around, flipping around, scooting and skadooching. Everything's all leafy now, so it's getting hard to see anything from any distance. Ooh, unka chunka. Trying to look up into the owl tree, but I can't see it, and I think I'm going to turn around. I do feel warm, but I don't feel like I'm sick hot, so that's good. All the little birds are just having a blast today. Oh, I still haven't eaten anything. Well, that's not true. So far today, I've eaten like 12 Cheerios. My mouth is a little dry. So, yeah. I feel like I'm getting better. Still got doctor's appointments scheduled. Oh, but you know, that's a week from now. Or no, it's 6 days from now. It's 5 days. It's Friday. And so I gotta put up with this for at least 5 days. But you know, that doctor's appointment is just gonna be, oh, you think it's this? Okay, well, let's get you an endoscopy. I'm gonna shove a camera down your throat. Okay, that's cool. And I like that. Why? Because that means they have to spray your throat with the magic banana spray. And it's called the magic banana spray because what flavoring agent do they add to it? You know, this is just some kind of cane drug, you know, like liquid lidocaine or whatever, right? Mixed with a little bit of isoamyl acetate for that lovely artificial banana flavor that I'm such a huge fan of. Yeah. Oh, man. So, yeah, it's kind of a nice day, if you like hot days. When I was leaving my house, I noticed that, what's that? Oh, it's a little inchworm, it's a little bug, he's on a leaf. Hey, there's a little bee down here. Hi, Mr. Bee. What the hell? Oh, my neighbors. They're working on the chicken stuff this weekend. The coop itself has been finished. A door had to be cut into the side of it to let the chickens into the chicken run. And they had that done last weekend, and then yesterday and today, they're reinforcing it around the ground. There's an orange golf ball in a place where I can't get it. Oh well. So they're adding hardware cloth all around it and making it a little bit more impervious to whatever the hell it is they need to keep out of a chicken run. Presumably predators. Foxes et al. Oh. So, yeah. Probably get to have some chickens soon. Ooh. Yeah, last night, or I should say this morning, at 4:54, or whenever it was, I opened up the door so I could listen to the birds freak out. And I thought about recording some of it, but then the cat had to stand there with me, and she was just meowing at the birds. Meow, meow. We were having a real fun time at dawn, me and my cat. And then she wouldn't let me shut the door. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh. Yeah. Well, you know, there you have it. Thank you. Wow. Oh my God, that was so good. You might be wondering what we just heard. Well, that was a band called Foggy Mountain Spaceship. And if you're giggling at that and thinking, oh, Foggy Mountain, right, because I heard banjo in there, then yeah, you're right. This is an all banjo band. Every single sound you heard during that song, the classic Riders on the Storm by The Doors, all those sounds were created by banjos. Although two of the banjos are a little non-traditional. We've got three guys in the band. One guy plays a fairly traditional five-string banjo that you heard, and that was cool during the solo. I mean, come on. Then, of course, there's a drummer who's playing a banjo. And if you've ever seen a banjo, you know a banjo is just a drum head with strings, stretched across it, right? So instead of a snare drum, he's just got a banjo with no strings on it that he put snares on. And then he put one of those necktie washboards on the neck. So he's got a little acoustic drum kit here. And of course, he's using one of those suitcase kick drums. So he's got the suitcase kick drum. So the suitcase kick drum, I guess, is the only non-true banjo sound. And then there's the keyboardist. The keyboardist has a banjo that has had the strings removed and the bridge, and he's got two keyboards glued to it in such a way. Well, one is right side up and one is upside down, so he can finger the one on the neck like a guitarist, but still have it be in the right order because he's, a keyboardist. And then there's, of course, another keyboard on the head of the banjo. And all of this goes into some kind of foot pedal rig. And when I say foot pedals, I don't mean like effects pedals. I mean like organ pedals. It's not a Moog Taurus, but it's something like that. I wasn't able to get a good enough look at it in the visuals that I was provided, so. Oh my guts. I had a kind of a weird flare up there during that song, but now it's kind of. Anyway, what are we doing? At one point in time, I thought, oh, I'm going to drop some synth on you, but I'm not going to do any synth today because it means I have to sit up and leaning forward, and that puts pressure on my guts, and it really is not comfortable. It's rather painful for me.
I'm a buff baby that can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny, I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch at your buns. Punch at your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
Baby, you wanna die for the money. Baby, you wanna.
The Clash. Everybody loves The Clash. That was Tommy Gunn, obviously. Oh, and my guts are being wonky because now I'm hungry, but I don't want to eat anything because it'll just hurt and blah, blah, blah. And what does it all mean? Well, what this basically means is that I need to eat, but I need to eat little amounts of very neutral things. Oh, and that just reminded me, I had a dream about eating rice somewhere. My mom was there. My mom was telling somebody about it. It doesn't matter. Oh, do I want to cook rice today? I don't know if I can eat hot food today. It's going to get warm. Weather Channel says it's going to get close to 90. 88 degrees. Huh, that's the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Yeah, I didn't time that so great. Oh, well. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. Oh, I got to get out of here.